Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now I'm joined by Conor Faulkner, transport commentator and podcaster. Driving Life is his podcast. Conor, good morning.
Morning, Pat. Hi.
Motorways, very dangerous and very safe. Explain.
Yeah, a bit of an anomaly. They are the safest roads that we have by far. They're very well engineered. They're constructed very well. They're extremely safe per kilometre travelled. In fact, statistically, they are 4x safer than a single carriageway road. So that's great. However, there are particular dangers on motorways that don't apply anywhere else. And when crashes do occur on a motorway, they tend to be much, much more severe.
Now, they're safer because traffic going one way is completely separated from traffic going the other way, whereas on the small rural road, you're whizzing past someone. Even though the speed is lower, your approach speed could be 80 plus 80 is 160 kilometres an hour.
Yeah, that's entirely true. And of course, you can't manoeuvre as well. The road surface isn't as good. You can't see as clearly. So motorways are great. And people will, well, if you've driven abroad, you probably will appreciate this. Irish motorways are actually of very good quality. They compare very favourably to France probably is very good, but they're extensively tolled.
But some of the old Autobahn in Germany are quite narrow carriageways.
They are quite narrow carriageways and quite severe curve radiuses and not that easy to use relatively. Similar in Spain, where they've done some fantastic infrastructure construction. The Irish ones are really very good in terms of lane width and hard shoulders, etc. So we have a good quality motorway network. We have 1,000 kilometres of it, Pat. I was listening to your chat with Carl Dieter. Between 2000 and 2010, we built 750 kilometres of motorway. We've hardly done any since. We spent 10 billion euro in that period building them, Pat. And if I was to say to you now that I'll give you 10 billion euro, but I'm going to take back off you the port tunnel, the M50 and the motorway network, we tell you to get lost. We know it's worth 10 times that to us. So this is why we should be building metros.
Now, we had, obviously, with the Greens in government, there was a bit of a hiatus in terms of improving, you know, some of the bypasses that would be at motorway quality didn't get built.
Yeah, well, they made a couple of what I will just say were very, very stupid ideas. One was to artificially peg what they call sustainable modes. So you can't build a road unless you're building something, in inverted commas, sustainable to the same rate of value, which is why we get comically over-engineered, and I do mean comically over-engineered, bicycle lanes in various parts of the city, where there's a double lane bicycle lane on either side of a newly constructed road. They cut down trees to build it, looking for an excuse to spend money on it in order to adhere to this ridiculous artificial ratio. So we're still doing some silly things, but building the port tunnel, building the M50, building the motorway network, those were superb planning decisions that are still paying us back now.
Now, obviously, if you do have a crash on a motorway, even though you're all going in the same direction, because you're travelling at 120 kilometres an hour at maximum, you know, the braking distance you may not have allowed sufficient, so you end up ploughing into the back of somebody.
Yeah.
I mean, and then someone else coming into you.
And you'll get that concertina, you'll get that pile-up, which is a unique feature of a motorway collision. The thing about motorways is they're a bit seductive. You don't quite realise how fast you're going or the necessary gap. If you're doing 120 kph, if your reaction is superb and if your car is in good condition, you will be doing very well to be able to get that car from 120 kph to stop in about 150 to 200 metres. That's how long it's going to take. 120 kph means the car is doing 33 metres per second. So 2 seconds to the car in front, that's 66 metres. Now, that's okay when you're cruising in good conditions, but where it really does, where motorways cease being the safest roads and become the most dangerous, is when you have conditions like fog. I mean, I dread a foggy morning in the winter because you'll read about places like the M7 in Kildare or the M8 in Tipperary, where the topography of the land makes it prone to fog banks. And if you're tooling along on the M7 on a foggy morning. You think, well, it's a bit foggy, I won't go 120, I'll drop it down to 100. But I mean, if your visibility is only 50 to 100 metres, there's no way, if there's a crash in front of you, a Formula One driver would not be able to react quickly enough to stop.
Then, of course, in torrential rain, you have the same kind of issues. Now, people tend to slow down in torrential rain, don't they? They're sensitive to the fact that their tyres may not be able to do the job to stop.
Yeah, or that their windscreen wipers are not keeping up with the... So, in a sense, you know, when it snows or when you've got torrential rain, when it's absolutely obvious, even to an idiot, that conditions are dangerous, well, then good behaviour tends to break out. It's those middle cases. Bit misty, bit foggy, motorway's kind of quiet this morning, and there you are doing 120, you really shouldn't be doing
A
this.
Final word from you about the hard shoulder.
The motorways are very safe, but the single most dangerous place to be anywhere on our road network is a motorway hard shoulder. It's a desperately dangerous spot. You only ever use it if you need to, so if you're broken down. The advice, actually, if you're broken down, is to get out of the car and wait on the far side of a crash barrier, if you possibly can. You never use the hard shoulder for something casual, like making or taking a phone call or changing a child's nappy, or I've seen it myself, letting the child take a pee at the side of the road. It's literally the most dangerous place anywhere on the road network is the motorway hard shoulder. Don't use it unless you absolutely have to.
Yeah, and if you can, stay in the car while you're waiting for help if you are in distress.
If you are in distress. I mean, the advice kind of varies there, because inside the car is safest anywhere except on a hard shoulder. If you're on a hard shoulder and there's a crash barrier, you're better off on the far side of the crash barrier. Difficult advice when it's lashing rain, I know, but that's what the sensible safety stuff
says. Conor Faulkner, transport commentator and podcaster, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.